Can you explain sort of what trends you've been seeing in the pollock fishery out near Kodiak?
During the pollock bee season, for the first time, there were a large concentration of boats who were taking fish from waters that normally delivered to Kodiak. They loaded that fish onto tenders, and those tenders went west to places like Sandpoint and King Cove, which really worries a lot of people in Kodiak.
And what are they concerned about?
Kodiak's reliant on its processing industry. This is a fishing town just like Dutch Harbor. And when fish doesn't come here, that means less tax revenue for the city. But even more importantly, it means potentially fewer processing hours for the people who live here. Kodiak has a processing population that's approximately 50% resident. So when people don't get hours here in Kodiak, that impacts the entire community. And we're not just talking tax revenue. We're talking people who rely on processing for their jobs.
And can you explain what makes the Western Aleutian plants more attractive? Because I understand there are also some drawbacks.
The Western Aleutian plants are larger than Kodiak's plants, at least they tend to be. So if a company has its fleet and doesn't want to share it with competitors in Kodiak, they can decide to say, we'll take that fish and stick it on a tender and take it west. Because those fish take longer to get to the plant, they're in worse condition, they might be less valuable. But at the same time, if they don't have the processing capacity in Kodiak, they're left with a tough decision. Do they yield some of that fish to their competitors, or do they just take the lower value fish and get what they can out of it in the west?
You mentioned in your story that the catch share system might be playing a part in this trend. Can you kind of explain how that works?
Right now, there's some concern about whether or not the people sending fish west are fishing for history. In the past, the federal government has looked at what people have done before to say, you get this part of the fishery. If you've participated in a big way before, caught a lot of fish, you're going to get ostensibly more share of this new program. Now, the North Pacific Council has said after a certain date, and that date has already passed, they will not take that part of history into account. So they could come back and say, well, we decided on this date, but it's taken us so long that history is now ancient history, and we need more recent history. And so that's the concern that we're working at now. Even though they've said this season won't be counted, there's no certainty that that won't change.
And so is there any way for Kodiak, you know, to make itself more attractive to these fishermen again?
Well, this week is the North Pacific Fishery Management Council meeting in Anchorage, and I'd expect there to be some fairly sharp comments there from either processors who missed out on that fish or from people in Kodiak who are concerned about the process. Beyond that, the decision lies with the processors at this point. Obviously, there's a lot of talk about catch shares, but the drivers are out there in the community, the processors and the fishermen. They have the final word on this.
Thank you so much for talking with me and explaining this issue. That's James Brooks, the editor of the Kodiak Daily Mirror.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.